Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurting.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I've got my cheap sunglasses on. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use that to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there. We'll help you. Got video, brand new video up this week, brand new poll question. We want to know what you think. We got new podcasts that are part of the show that we do every day, and we have 50 different podcasts every single week. New articles written by people like our good friend Donna Finn, who's with us right now, and my stuff is up there too. So check all that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Donna Finn's our good friend. She's with us, a great member of our Brain Trust, contributing editor to Inc. magazine, the author of the outstanding book Upstarts. And it's all about these the Gen Y entrepreneurs, and that's what she's here to talk to us about, the piece she wrote on the 30 coolest entrepreneurs under 30. Donna, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us another website?
Sure, it's donnafen.com.
All right, two N's. Two N's on both names. So,
Alpha Dogs, how your small business can become a leader of the pack,
yep.
And Upstart, how Gen Y entrepreneurs are rocking the world of business.
Check it all out there. Donna, the folks who invented Pinterest is under 30, right?
He is, Ben Silverman, in there, and he's on the list, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you have a Pinterest, Jim?
You know, I don't know if I. You know, I went there. I went there one time, and all I saw was I have been there more than once, but the first time I went there, all I saw was new ways to paint your fingernails. And it just didn't. There wasn't enough golf and football and you know, pizza there for me.
You just gotta look harder.
I know, but I scrolled and I scrolled and all I saw were fingernails and I thought,
right,
maybe this isn't where I'm
okay.
supposed to hang out. No, seriously.
Right.
No, Pinterest. No, we've covered it. We've talked about Pinterest on the show more than once on how businesses can use it to their advantage. I'm just having a little fun with you. What do you have a Pinterest site?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I do have a Pinterest.
You're a Pinterest kind of guy, yeah.
Yeah, so I love Pinterest, and I've actually been, and of course I have the, you know, these are the things I want to cook, and these are the things I want to buy, and these are products I love, and
right.
Here's a few pictures
it's
of my
dog. It's a 70% female site.
Maybe it is.
70%.
I don't know this.
I've done the report.
But I also have a board called Recent Work. Where
mm-hmm.
I'm starting to post, I have the 30 under 30 there, and I also have a column on Amex Open Forum, and
mm-hmm.
I post that there, and I might post my books, and so I'm experimenting a little bit myself with
right.
With how to use Pinterest for business.
So
I think a lot of people are doing that. A lot of companies are doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's not. I think fingernails, yes, but also brands. I think.
So this was this is a site that is 70% female. Their guys are using it, and they're using it more and more. I'm having a little fun with you, but the person who founded this site is a guy. And so, but now, and talk to us about some of the other. It seems to me that most of these big shot under 30s are guys, aren't they? Zuckerberg's a guy, and
there's
Laura Bush.
We've got Amy Jane and Danielle Yakubovsky, who have founded Bobble Bar, which is an online retailer that sells designer jewelry
right.
at 60% off retail. Those are women. We've got the two women that I just told you about. Allison Sawyer, who makes the cameras, Rachel
right.
Weeks, who manufactures the college.
And
clothing.
These kids are creating jobs, aren't they?
Oh yeah, yes. This is a huge list of job creators. Now this is one of the things that I'm glad you mentioned because these people on 30 Under 30 employ over 1,800 people, which is a huge increase.
And they're probably pretty good paying jobs too.
I can't say what they pay, but I would assume they're. I mean, these are professional jobs, so yeah, I would assume that they're good paying
right.
jobs.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a vast increase over past years, and so I'm super proud of them for that. And also, you know, remember, we've got these manufacturers. So we've got, you know, we've got the big easy blends, and there's also an urban mushroom company, farming company, which makes grow your own mushroom kits. That's employing.
Now, see, I would like that. I would like that because I would like
you
to.
You would like that.
I'm growing my own herbs now, so I didn't want to grow my own mushrooms.
You can grow your own oyster mushrooms, and these folks are employing about 25 people in Oakland, California, which is, you know, pretty. You know, an area that really could use
One of the areas that you write about is something, and you say in your article exactly what I've been saying to my audience now for a long time: the future is mobile. Talk to us about that with these guys.
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of mobile apps in this list, and you would expect that, I guess. So we've got Dwolla, which is a mobile and online platform for transferring money, for doing payments.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid is really sort of disrupting the credit card industry. They're
right.
Not going to like him very much, but we'll like him as consumers. There's another woman, Amber Case, who with her partner Aaron Parecki has a company called GeoLocally, and she's doing location-aware technology for businesses and governments, and that
right.
sort of has that's sort of on the back end of mobile apps. Got HazeApp, which is a big mobile app for the gaming community.
Mm-hmm.
Lookout Mobile Security, which is a much needed mobile security app.
Can they find your article? I know they can find it on Inc.com. Can they find it at your Pinterest site?
They can find a link to the whole package on the Pinterest site.
Okay.
But I want them to go to Inc.com.
Inc.com to find the article and DonnaFinn.com to find her. Donna, come back soon.
I will.
Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.